The philosophy of Zeno, who also applied his philosophy several hundred years before the arrival of Christ. This philosophy took its name not from Zeno, but from Stoa. Stoa is a word for porch, and that is best understood as a porch where Zeno taught in Athens. Now, Zeno believed that everything was God and everyone was God. He was a pantheist. We talked about that this morning, and I tried to let you know that there are sort of modern quasi-pantheists in the health, wealth, prosperity, faith movement, because they believe that part of God is in you, at least enough of God is in you, that you can activate your own creative powers and create your own world the way you want. Well, Zeno was a pantheist. Everything he said is God, and everyone is part of God. He also taught that everything is determined by fate. And every so often, he said, the entire world disintegrates and starts all over. If you haven't seen that happen, it just didn't happen in your lifetime. The soul, he says, is ultimate, and every person has the power, because he's part of God, to change his own life. You design your own destiny. That's very close to what we heard this morning, isn't it? You are the one who designs your own destiny. Sounds like Invictus, doesn't it? I'm the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. So here are these representative philosophies of the many philosophies in the city of Athens. And Paul is grappling with them, endeavoring to communicate with them the truth about the true God. So the Epicurean Stoic philosophers were conversing with him. Here's what they said. Some were saying, what would this idle babbler wish to say? And that's a term of derision. That's an expression of derision. By the way, the word babbler is literally seed picker. It's a funny word, isn't it? A seed picker. It refers to gutter sparrows who were all over the place, as they are even today, picking up seeds and crumbs off the ground. It's a way of saying, this man is no legitimate philosopher. This man has no cohesive system. This man has no intellectual integrity. This man has demonstrated no great powers of cohesive reasoning. He's like a sparrow who just goes along in the gutter and picks up a bit of this and a bit of that. These are the kind of designations that they would give to a